Hey, welcome back for everybody. Nice to be with you again. We're here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I'm Richard Sachs, and we're going to get some insights into the LA fire situation that Gabriel's been working on lately. And I'm anxious to see what he's got to say. So let's go right to Dr. Cousins. Thanks for being here.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. It's good to see you. So I welcome you all with love. And this topic, the LA fires, is like, okay, gets a lot of people fired up. And because there's a lot of insights and a lot of levels to understand this with. And as we're getting our game plan together, I think it's good to deal with all the levels rather than just a single focus level. So with that in mind, we're going to dance because it's important to be able to dance even in tragic times like this. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's just take a moment of meditation before we start. Just focus on my eyes, let the energy come through. Okay, hold on. You. So we doesn't come out of meditation. Now we're going to talk about the multiple levels of understanding what happened in LA. So let's get prophetic to start with. So what's the prophecy? You ever heard of the term after the flood? Fire next time? That's one level. Another prophetic level is predicting flames and fire as part of the, the troubled times that we're in, that there will be flames and fire. So that's on a metaphorical level, but really it's speaking very strongly about these issues. So that's another level of understanding it. Fire next time, flames, fires, kind of the living hell that we have created in this world. So that's another metaphor for it. Obviously, it is a living hell for the people who are there, but I mean, it's really the whole world is focused on this. I have clients, people all over the world who are really affected by this. So I'm bringing that up to make a point. This is touching many, many, many people. Now, looking at it from another angle, there are multiple angles, as I've said, we can, contract it down and talk about this as a result of woke ideology, okay? We can do that. There are plenty of people talking about that. Well, you don't want to disturb the forests. You don't want to clean up the trees that have fallen because it's not as ecological. Very limited definition, but for guaranteed to cause a problem, which it did. You have fallen leaves, fallen trees. You have fire. You have a complete fire hazard. It's okay. Oh, or we want to preserve water for some little fish. That's probably the most absurd position. So we'll empty all the water reservoirs to protect the little fish. And it's like a fish that doesn't have any major ecological. Well, you can say everything has an ecological role in it. Of course, it does. But this is not a significant little, fish. So we sacrifice the lives and property and livelihood of, literally millions of people for this little fish. That's a hard thing to sell. But you can do it from a woke position. You can take that kind of a self-righteous woke position that this little fish is more important to the city of Los Angeles and all the other places around there, north of Los Angeles. So that's another way. Okay, we don't want to disturb the trees. We don't want to do normal fire protection in the forest, which Native Americans have been doing for hundreds of years. We don't want to follow the basic rules of how you actually take care of the environment because we have woke ideas about how it should be and we shouldn't disturb anything. Okay, that's a statement about the woke thing and, the fish. And then we have the idea of personnel, okay? We need woke, what we need to do, affirmative action, DEI hiring, so we don't really need fire men who can actually carry people on their shoulders. Not that there's someone who can't do that, but it's really not the same. Certainly there's strong women there. But so we're not going to hire sufficient people. In fact, we're going to cut the funding for the fire department because really it should go to DEI type projects. So it's like we're going to change our priorities. And of course, there's a result of that. This is a, in a sense, the divine speaking back and saying, you're going to do this. You're going to break all the rules. Don't think there's not going to be consequences. We're going to light up your awareness. Okay? And then you can look at, oh, even with the fire going, we're still going to leave electricity going through the wires. And the people that are claiming there isn't, but we can see pictures where during the fire, the lines go down and there's sparks going. There's no question that they did not turn off the electricity. And obviously create more of a fire hazard. But that's another level, okay? So that's the woke approach that people are using. Now let's step up a little bit. Okay, we've done the water, we've done the fish, we've done the, you know, not having water in the fire hydrants, the depleting all the reservoirs, emptying the reservoirs for ecological reasons, and then, which is obviously counter to any wisdom at all. And then we kind of go a step higher. And then that gets us into what happened in Hawaii. You know, another very special area destroyed by fire. And that gets Lahaina. And that gets us into what is being destroyed here. You know, people say, well, we want to create space for the Olympic Village. That's one way of looking at it. Another level of understanding is to say, well, let's take a bigger picture, which is more of a leftist position, is that we're here to destroy all this, the infrastructure of the United States, and the United States will fall. That's a kind of a bigger political leftist position. Like here's LA and Lahaina, and then who knows what's going to come next, what other natural disasters. Because we've been told that the U.S. is under attack. So if we take a bigger view of it and say, okay, this is part of the attack of destroying the infrastructure of the United States and ultimately bringing the U.S. down. Okay, so that's another level of interpretation. And people are participating at different levels. Is the governor of California like participating? I can't speak for him. But all the actions are consistent with design neglect to allow this kind of situation to happen. So that we can speak to. So now I've given you multiple interpretations, all of which may be true, of what may be happening. And it kind of helps us wake up, stop being woke, but waking up to there is a bigger issue going on. It doesn't start with LA. It doesn't stop with LA. There's a bigger potential threat to the United States and ultimately to the world. So I'm going to bring Richard in and see what he has to say. I've given you multiple levels of all of it.
Yeah, I agree, Gabriel. Good explanation. All these levels are really important. And a couple of things come to mind. One is the role of the educational system in America at making people susceptible to this kind of hypnosis and woke mind attitude. Can you say something about education?
What education?
Well, the education that's prepared people to think that socialism is something worth working for.
I was making a kind of a, being a little bit of satirical, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
the education is leading people away from common sense. It's leading them to a woke world. It's leading them to a very negative attitude about the United States. When you look around the world, it's still a light. It may be not a super shining light, but it's a light. And it's still a light to the world, although that light is diminished significantly. And that's kind of a concern. Clearly, the educational system is, in the public school thing, is very negative about America, okay? And very negative about capitalism, although we know there's no socialist or communist country that's been really successful. Russia is not a socialist or communist country anymore. It's, you know, it broke from that because it was rooted in the country. So there isn't a model of we can look at some of the Nordic countries, but they're not really models. They're more welfare, social welfare states. But the model of socialism and communism has never been successful as far as we can tell, historically. So I kind of point that out. So people want to push that and say, well, capitalism is a failure because of this and that, but it's really been one of the few successful systems in history. So I'm going to bring that up but the schools are saying this is terrible, the United States is terrible, it's all about slavery, you know, and people talk about slavery. Well, 70 of my relatives in my generation were killed in World War II by the Nazis. So that's a problem. And this is way beyond what anybody's talking about. It's like, wait, my relatives, they were killed. And we could talk about slavery 100 years ago. We can say there's still slavery. In a certain extent, there is. You know, there's a slavery, as you come to imply, from the woke ideology. And the schools are deliberately, and school teachers are believing in the kind of woke ideology that is very confusing to the kids, and they're not really teaching history. They're teaching a very limited view. So there's a big educational problem there. And what we see is, as all this is going on, the basic skills, reading, writing, arithmetic, so to speak, are going down and down. The U.S. is, I don't know whether it's 7th now among, or 47th, I don't have that number straight, among the kind of developed countries in terms of quality of education. So that's now definitely accelerated downhill, and the teachers' union is really participating in it. Many people are leaving the system and creating their own little private schools so that their kids can get educated. So it's really a falling apart of the educational system, a planned falling apart, as this may be. We can't prove all this, but it may be a planned destruction. Now, LA, when you empty the water reservoirs and you do all the things that they did, and you don't clean up the trees and the forests. So all that's going on. The schools are part of that planned destruction. Anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been in the school system a long time. Escaped, fortunately, before they started requiring masks for Zoom meetings. But they're teaching so much.
Did everybody hear what he just said? Requiring wearing a face mask for a Zoom meeting during the COVID creating bridges.
And this is at the doctoral level.
Yeah.
So it's an example of the same woke mind hypnosis from preschool through advanced, so-called advanced education, teaching that being crazy is normal. It's been very effective. And there's a reason that the U.S. has been targeted, like you mentioned, because even though it's a light that's not as bright anymore, there's a memory of freedom and the importance of the individual, and they're trying to wipe out that memory and show that it doesn't work.
Right. I think that's a key point. And what we can do is, you know, keep pointing this out.
Yeah, people do have the ability to wake up.
Yeah. You know,
the conspiracy to destroy the U.S. and the world will not work if people see through it.
And more people are seeing through it. And it is a conspiracy. It's a deliberate conspiracy, well documented by the WEF and their papers and a variety of elitist organization. This is a planned attack. It is not fantasy. It's documented for over 100 years.
Right. And you might just reiterate what the word conspiracy means, because people are being taught that conspiracy means something is nonsense.
Well, it's a planned attack in secret, or was in secret, to destroy the United States. Stated really in the 1920s, you know, in the Frankfurt site, kind of the communist brain trust, and that their game plan was to bring the United States down in 100 years. Explicitly game plan by the Frankfurt Communist Party, the Communist Party in Britain.
Right. And in order to get it to work and get people to follow it, you've got to take away common sense, make people believe in all kinds of crazy stuff.
So, again, I don't think we have any examples where socialism or communism has actually been successful on a state level.
You know that in the beginning of the history of America, socialism was tried in one of the first colonies. I think it was in Massachusetts. And they said everybody should grow food and give it to whoever needs it. And they almost all starved to death before they turned it around. And then they gave people individual pieces of land and said, you can keep and sell what you grow. And they came back.
Right. So we know the system works. Obviously, we know that people's ego and selfishness have disrupted the system, as it has in all communist countries and all socialistic countries, and maybe less so in capitalist countries, because there's more reward for being successful in a healthy way. So, and like in China, where they kill more than 100 million people, that's not a design that has ever been accepted here in the United States. And they're still not making the system work. And that's also why Russia changed from their socialism, communism. So I don't know exactly the term for what they have now, but it's still not working.
Something has to happen to change the people in power, so that you don't have criminals running everything.
The problem is that I want to be careful about making a blanket statement, but I'm not sure, whatever the system is, that the people who make it to the top don't have some criminal intent. I can't tell you from what I've heard about China that many of the leaders are political criminals. So I think, unfortunately, it's a consciousness issue that affects all humanity. It shows up more in a socialist communist thing because you have centralized power. So it's more likely to be worse. Whereas in capitalism, you have a kind of relatively decentralized. It's getting more centralized, but relatively decentralized, which has been, up until now, more of a saving grace. What do you think about that, Richard?
Yeah, I think that's true. And the destructive conspiracy is being maintained in a lot of different ways, one of which is the money system that was imposed on the U.S. in 1913 when Congress voted on Christmas Eve or close to it to give the money power to a private central bank and give them the monopoly on creating money out of nothing, which means they could control the whole show. And that's still going on right now.
Right. That vote was taken when everybody was on recess in Congress.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. So they must have gotten paid off to vote for something that ridiculous. Congress, one of the main aspects of the problem, they vote on things they don't read.
There's a lot of problems. I mean, there's all governments have problems. That's the thing we have to understand. Because they're human. And the concept of democracy, or let's say a republic, actually is an accurate term, it tries to neutralize some of that human dysfunction. Like, there's no system that's perfect, but what creates the least amount of human dysfunction put into action, you know, is a decentralized government, you know, and a more representative government.
Right. They did realize that they needed a government, because if you don't have organized, benevolent government, it degenerates into gang warfare and warlords and things right away.
So there has to be some degree of government. Now, the funding the people, you know, we're looking at how do we have the least amount of government and the most amount of individual freedom.
Whatever is required to defend the country, maintain the borders, and protect individual freedom.
Right. So that's a minimum standard, not a maximum situation. We're living in a more centralized, increasingly more centralized idea, which makes people more ready for a one-world government, basically a worldwide dictatorship. And you can see the fire thing is leading into that as well, because it scares people.
What's the bottom line of the whole lesson from all this, Gabriel?
The bottom line is we need to wake up, not be woke, but wake up to what's going on and return power to the people. And the people have to be willing to take that power.
Right, and in a representative system, it is possible to have people run for office who don't have bad intent.
Right. So that's what we're talking about. So that's what it is. People have to be willing to get themselves educated and stand up for their life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's kind of how I see it. There has to be a movement to say, this is worthwhile. I need to make this really happen.
Yeah, and it's gotten to the point where it's a matter of physical survival to change consciousness.
Yeah, particularly if you live in L.A., but we're talking all over the country. We're talking about them limiting fertilizer so people under the bizarre excuse of global warming, limiting fertilizer, limiting farmer producing food. It's like, it's really crazy they don't produce food because we may create global warming. Well, there's no evidence it creates global warming in any significant way. The research suggests at best 0.001% of the global warming energies come from humans. That's nothing. And that seems to be pretty well documented research. So they're creating a mythology so they can control people and destroy their lives and starve people to death, which is, their game plan. Kind of stop the farmers, stop the fertilizer, don't grow organic food. It's like, this is very deliberate to destroy humanity.
Right. Yeah. And it's just been difficult for people to imagine that authority figures are making up this stuff.
I think it's getting less difficult because wherever you look at the world, you have authority figures not doing the job.
Right.
Now, Musk just pointed out, I'm not sure why he did it at this point, it's been going on for years, about the Pakistani men having basically a rape culture with young British white girls who are basically enslaved and with these rape gangs. And he points it out, and the British government's been denying it, and they haven't been protecting their citizens and these young girls. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, they've been not only protecting it, but participating.
Yeah. In fact, most of them are involved with pedophilia in the British government, as far as we can tell.
It's amazing.
So this is like, what are you going to do with a government that's participating in pedophilia as a main thing? Now, of course, there's claims to be made about the U.S. government, probably governments throughout Europe. So there's a lot of work to be done to wake people up spiritually. Well, what's the ultimate answer? A spiritual revival.
That's true, and that's different than a religious revival.
Yes.
Because religions have been famous for murdering each other.
Yeah, we're talking about a spiritual where people see the importance of God in their lives and acting according to that. And so that's our hope. That's really the teaching, the best we can do. And it's maybe the only thing we can do is to help people awake spiritually. So as we end this, we're ending on a positive note because there really is a solution, and there will be a solution, and prophecy says there will be a solution, and it is about waking up spiritually so we understand our oneness as human beings and our oneness with God and oneness with all creation. So may we all be blessed with this awakening energy and use these tragedies as inspiration to move in that direction. So, blessings and peace to you, Richard, and to Doug. Thank you for your good work, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And we appreciate your feedback, and peace be with you.
Thank you, Gabriel. I really agree with your bottom line conclusion there, that the solution to the whole thing is based on who we really are. We're in a situation where we're looking through the lens of mind programming that's been planned for a long time and imposed on the population. But it's not who we are. And people often segregate these subjects into spiritual versus political. But actually, it's all part of one issue.
Yes.
And it's all a consciousness issue. And consciousness doesn't come from memorizing anything. It comes from being still and quiet and reintegrating with the connection to the silence inside. It's called meditation. And it's the hope of the world. And any one person that does that has massive influence on everybody else. So in the midst of all the distraction, just encouraging people to remember who they are and quiet the mind chatter and spend time getting in touch with your inner guidance, because it's right there. So
I just want to go with that, because we are having a spiritual fast June 1st in the Dominican Republic. And in spiritual fasting, you wake up more intensely to these truths that Richard's are talking about. Can you check it out at Dr. Cousin's Spiritual Fast Retreat.
Can people be part of that from anywhere in the world?
No, they have to be there. It's in person. We've been doing it on the internet, but now it's in person.
Okay.
It's our first in-person one since COVID.
And what about the online events?
We're holding on those so we're not competing with myself.
Okay.
But until then, we are doing these online, we're not doing more spiritual fasts, but we have our online thing on, spiritual meditation, world healing meditation on Sundays. There it is. It's 11:30 a.m. In East Coast time, 6:30 p.m. Israel time. And we have what we're doing today. So you're all invited. Your participation really makes a difference. WorldPeaceMeditation.net is really important because it shifts the consciousness of the planet. Well, thank you for participating, and thank you for participating in our get-together today.
Totally agree. That's where the consciousness belongs, and it needs to be carried with you every day, not just on Sundays, but all during your life, so that the influence you have from the emotional field that you carry is as strong as possible. And thank you to Gabriel and Doug, and blessings to everybody. And we'll see you here next time. So have a good week and take care.